Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are starting a new topic. It's Epistle Yeshua. The Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Rava says that there are six questions that are posed to a person after he passes away. And one of them is, it's Epistle Yeshua. Were you Mitzapel Yeshua? Was he a person hoping for salvation? And I think the Pashut understanding of a Tzipisul Yeshua is, of course, davening and keeping in mind and longing and hoping for Yemaisa Mashiach. And we're zeichet to that concept as we daven in our Shemina Esrei. Es semech David avdecha meira sasmiach v'kanan tu m'shua secha ki lishuascha kvina kol ayoyim. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say you m'tapim Yeshua. Nusach Svard has it in parentheses, and most people do not say it, but in Nusach Svar Tzedurim, it does say the words of Mitzapim Yeshua. But the concept is that we're davening for Mashiach. We're davening for Be'ezer Hashem, the Malchus Beis David, to be back. The Mashkiach in Lakewood, Reb Nosson Meir Vachtvogel, Zatzal, he says that it's not just that a person, it's a piece of Yeshua, the Gemara is not just referring to the ultimate salvation of Mashiach, but it's a person. The question is going to be posed. The Gemara is saying the question is going to be posed for each person. Did you hope for your own salvation? Every person has challenges. Every person has struggles. Every person has difficulties. And the question is going to be asked, did a person look into himself and see, did I really want to overcome this? Did I daven to overcome this? Did I long to overcome this? So Be'ezer Hashem, we should all be zeichet. It's not easy. Sometimes we think about the Churban bias, and we think about what we are missing, but it's not just that we're thinking about what we're missing. We should have an active role of where we're longing for Mashiach. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeicha to be able to answer the question, Mitzapel Yeshua.